nothing he could do about it. He made sure not to watch her walk away from their booth. His brothers had sharp eyes, and he would never be able to tolerate being teased about something as intimate and humiliating as unrequited love. So he looked out the window at Main Street. That, he thought, was something he could do something about. One day he would give something back to the town that had been such an intricate and important part of his life. One day he would serve and protect here. It was his destiny. He could feel it. The way he sometimes felt in dreams that he had done so before, or tried when the town was ravaged by war, split and frayed by divided loyalties. In dreams he could see it the way it had been, the way it was in those old Civil War photos, stone houses and churches, horses and carriages. Sometimes he could almost hear the men gathering on corners or in the barber shop, discussing the war between the states. Of course, he thought with cool rationality, the town, or parts of it, were haunted. The old Barlow place on the hill just outside of town, the woods, his own home, the fields he helped plow and plant every spring. There were echoes there of lives and deaths, of hopes and fears. A man had only to listen to hear.
Almost as good as Mom's.
Shane shoveled mashed potatoes into his mouth, and the McCabe dimple flashed as he grinned.
Almost. What do you figure women do on their night out?
Gossip.
His plate clean, Rafe leaned back and lit a cigarette.
What else?
Mom's entitled, Jared commented.
Didn't say she wasn't. Old Lady Metz is probably giving her an earful about us right now, though.
Rafe grinned wickedly at that thought, and at the knowledge that his mother could handle even the formidable Mrs. Metz with one arm tied behind her back. Devin looked away from his view of Main Street, back at his brother.
We do anything lately?
They all thought about it. It wasn't that their memories were poor, it was just that they found trouble so easily they often overlooked the results. Anyone breezing by the big window of Ed's Cafe would have seen the four McCades, dark-haired, green-eyed devils, handsome enough to raise any female's blood pressure, be she 10 or 80. Reckless enough to have most men bracing or backing away. They argued a while over who had done what most recently. Fights picked and fought, laws broken, or at least dented. It was agreed, after the argument grew heated, that Rafe had the prize with his race against Joe Dolan's Chevy on Route 34. They hadn't been caught, but word had gotten around, especially as Rafe had won and Joe had slunk off muttering about revenge.
The guy's a jerk.
Rafe blew out smoke. No one disagreed, but Rafe's gaze shifted to where Cassie was busy serving a booth behind them.
What does a sweet little thing like Cassie see in him?
If you ask me, she wants out of the house.
Jared pushed his plate aside.
Her mother would be enough to send anyone looking for the first escape hatch. The woman's a fanatic.
Maybe she loves him,
Devin said quietly. Rafe's opinion of that was one crude word.
Kid's barely 17, he pointed out. She'll fall in love a dozen times.
Not everyone has a flexible heart.
A flexible heart?
Shane whooped with laughter at the phrase.
It ain't Rafe's heart that's flexible, Dev. It's his...
Shut up, creep,
Rafe said mildly as his elbow jammed hard into Shane's ribs.
You up for beer, Jer?
I'm up for it.
Rafe leered nastily.
Too bad you do have to stick with soda pop. I bet Duff has a whole case of the fizzy stuff for you kids.
That, of course, insulted Shane, as it was meant to. Hot words came first, then the jostling. From her station at the counter, Edwina Crump shouted at them to take it outside. They did, with Devin lagging behind to pay the tab. On the other side of the window, his brothers pushed and shoved each other, more out of habit than from any real temper. Ignoring them, he smiled over at Cassie.
Just blowing off steam,
he told her, adding a tip that wouldn't embarrass her.
The sheriff sometimes comes by about this time of night.
Her voice was barely a whisper of warning.